This morning we continue on our sermon series through the book of Psalms, looking at Psalm 71, a sermon I have entitled, The Prayers, Praises, and Proclamations of an Aging Saint. The Prayers, Praises, and Proclamations of an Aging Saint. In the play, As You Like It, a play by William Shakespeare, the playwright delivers, through a character named Jakes, one of his most memorable soliloquies. This speech compares the world to a stage and compares life to a play, and then catalogs the seven stages of a man's life. Sometimes this speech is referred to as the seven ages of man speech. Now, here is how Jakes begins the speech and describes, in his words, infancy and early childhood. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face creeping like snail unwillingly to school. It's not very flattering. Well, it doesn't get any better. The speech goes on through the seven ages, and then it comes to the place where Jakes describes old age, and it's even less flattering than how he starts. Last scene of all that ends this strange, eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. This is often how the world imagines and describes old age. But we need to understand this morning that the Bible lays out a much more glorious depiction of old age for the saints of God. Psalm 71 paints a picture of continual hope for and constant praising from those who are aging. It pictures a long life lived with God as a refuge and a fortress. It speaks of thoughts, deeds, and words done for the glory of God for the duration of one's life. So let us go to God's word this morning, looking to see what the psalmist conveys about the final part that men and women play in their last act on the stage of life. Psalm 71 from the ESV, I encourage you to open up your Bibles or turn on your devices so that you can read along as I read aloud. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been as a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together and say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed. With scorn and disgrace may they be covered who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You have made me see many troubles and calamities. You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. And my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt. Psalm 71's picture of aging is one that we want to consider this morning. And so as I preach this sermon, I will be focused on speaking to our elder saints here this morning. But I want everyone to know this psalm is applicable to any age. And though I use my words to speak directly to the senior members of this congregation, I want all of us to apply it to ourselves. I would suggest the following as the main idea of Psalm 71. Elderly saints know that through the constant trials of life, God is continually faithful. Therefore, saints of all ages must ceaselessly pray for help, ceaselessly praise God, and ceaselessly proclaim truth as they age. I'll say that again. Elderly saints know that through the constant trials of life, God is continually faithful. Therefore, saints of all ages must ceaselessly pray for help, ceaselessly praise God, and ceaselessly proclaim truth as they age. Now, this psalm can be divided into the psalmist's reflections on the present, the past, and the future. And so those will be the main points of this sermon. Now, within those main points, we will also see that the psalmist talks about prayers, and he talks about praise, and he talks about proclamation. And so under each point, we will consider those three things. So let's start with point number one, present reality, verses 1-3. The present reality of this aging saint is one of need, and one of faith in God who can meet that need. The present prayers of this aging saint make his neediness clear. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. The psalmist desires and the psalmist prays in his old age for God's continued relational approval and for God's continued acceptance, indicated by his asking for God to incline his ears and to be that rock of refuge continually. The present reality of the aging saint isn't just about prayers, but also about praise. The present praise of this aging saint clarifies that God can meet his need. His praise is the affirmation that God cares for him and that God has been his refuge. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Nearing the end of his life, the psalmist praises God for his continual care, care in which the Lord decreed his salvation and has been a refuge and a rock and a fortress for the psalmist. There's proclamation in the present as well. The very first words of the psalm set the tone. It is a proclamation that is full of faith, full of praise, and full of promise. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. The psalmist moves from the present, from his present prayers and his present praises and his present proclamations, and looks backward at the same things. Point number two, past experiences, verses 4-13. The past experiences of this aging saint strengthen his faith, since he has experienced the faithfulness of God. This rearward-looking section of the psalm contains most of the prayer requests. Verse 4 and verses 9 through 12 contain explicit petitions of this elderly follower of God. The psalmist needs help with enemies. Rescue me, O God, from the hand of